Israel's military has approved the use of electronic bracelets in the West Bank as it looks for new ways to rein in violent attacks by Jewish settlers. The move follows advice from Israel's domestic security agency and is being presented as an alternative to administrative detention, which the government no longer applies to Israelis. The policy shift comes as the Israeli government faces pressure to curb growing attacks on Palestinians in the West Bank. Yonah Jeremy Bob is the Jerusalem Post's senior military correspondent and author of several books, including Target Tehran. He joined me earlier and he told me how these ankle bracelets were being used.
So it could be used by the police, it could be used by the Shin Bet, right, Israel's domestic intelligence agency, it could be used by the army, the IDF. And so this would be a way that somebody who's already made trouble or worse in the West Bank, a Jewish violent extremist, can be, you know, and they've already issued a restraining order to keep them out of that area. They believe that the person is going to violate the order. This is a way that they can track them and prevent them from violating the order.
And who are the main, I guess, targets of this measure? Are we talking about what are known as hilltop youth, for example?
So it's interesting, the phrase over the years that people have used is hilltop youth, and there definitely are a number of hilltop youth. These are, you know, young, we'll say 15 to 20-year-olds, roughly speaking, you know, in the West Bank who are often not, you know, let's say, aside from the, from their politics and some of their violence, they're also often not doing all that great in school if they go to school at all. You know, they're usually teens and adolescents with a number of issues besides what they're also doing, political violence. But what we've seen in recent years is it's not just them. It's definitely them, but there's also a group of extremist Jews from within the Green Line, some from Tel Aviv or Ra'anana, other places within the Green Line that are also going into the West Bank and making trouble. So these are people who, you know, the Israeli police or the Shin Bet or the army, Israeli army already have a record on them. They already have maybe not evidence that they can bring into a court to convict them and send them to jail, because if they did, they would, you know, do that. Sometimes they have intelligence methods that aren't admissible in court, but they still know, you know, we know that this person has been in certain places at the wrong time, and it makes sense that they would have, you know, done certain things, or, you know, emails, text messages, whatever kind of evidence they might have, that an intelligence agency knows this person is involved, even if they can't take them to court.
Israel is often accused of not doing enough to arrest and charge settlers who have engaged in violence in the West Bank. Why do you think this action has been announced?
So this is a very complicated issue. I would not say that there's ever been a point where Israel did not try to stop Jewish extremist violence against Palestinians. I think there are always efforts, but the question is, how big are the efforts? And are the efforts sort of like passive, you know, you wait until a situation arises and then you try to break up the situation? Or, you know, do you take proactive efforts the way they do, you know, with Palestinian terrorism? You know, there's no reason, if you can take proactive efforts to stop Palestinian terrorism, why can't you take proactive efforts to stop Jewish extremist violence? I do give a little bit of a different in the verbiage there, just factually speaking. Most of the Jewish extremist violence has to do with vandalism. There are cases where they'll kill somebody, but those are rare. And the Palestinian terrorism tends to, when it's terrorism, does tend to be more deadly. But so I would say,
I guess just to explain the background to that question, you know, if you're in the West Bank, I was there earlier this year. Certainly, the Palestinians have the sense who you talk to that when there are acts of violence, that the perpetrators they feel are not caught quickly enough, for example. There was a very high-profile case of a young man on video who, many days after that attack, had still not been identified even.
Yeah, so I would say that during this war, Israel has done a worse job than even historically. It's never done a wonderful job, but it's done a worse job even than historically in terms of catching people, putting them in jail, some of that is just that its attention has been directed, you know, dealing with threats on all kinds of other fronts. Some of it is there's a national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, who's been running the police. There have been complaints from the Israeli army, from the Israeli Shin Bet, that the police under Ben-Gvir have been even less aggressive about following up on this. Again, it doesn't mean that they haven't done their work, but you can be, you know, passive as opposed to active, as I said before. And so I think that has been a problem. There have been a number of instances where there was mass violence and, you know, let's say 100 people were involved in an incident and 6 were arrested. You know, that's not enough. So I think what happened here is the United States started to complain directly to Netanyahu. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio directly complained to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about it, and that made a difference, right? We know that when the Trump administration gives a clear message to Israel, something needs to stop, that it does get through. And so I think Netanyahu did a change here. First of all, there are statistics in the last month and a half or so, the police have arrested far more violent Jewish extremists than they had in prior months. And I think this, you know, effort with the ankle cuffs, the electronic ankle cuffs, is another point to sort of show the United States Israel is taking, you know, the criticism from the Trump administration seriously.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Yonah Jeremy Bob, the senior military correspondent at the Jerusalem Post. This is being brought in after the administrative detention of people suspected of violence in the West Bank was suspended. Why was that suspended and why will this work better?
So first of all, I don't think it will work better. I think administrative detention, if you're just looking at what will stop Jewish extremist violence, administrative detention works more than whatever this will do. I think this could work better than only restraining orders, which is what they've been using in place of administrative detention. And if we move backwards a little bit, basically, Israel uses administrative detention against Palestinians and it uses administrative detention against Jews. It certainly uses administrative detention in much larger quantities against Palestinians and Jews, but there is a history of using it with Jewish violent extremists as well. In January 2025, a relatively new defense minister, Israel Katz, part of Netanyahu's Likud party, ended that practice. And this was against the recommendations of the Shin Bet and against the recommendations of the Israeli military. So they said, we still need administrative detention to hold back some of this extremist Jewish violence. And he said, no, it's not proper to be using this against Jews. He gave certain arguments that had to do with policy, such as that most of the time the Jewish violence wasn't leading to deaths. It was leading to, more often vandalism. And so administrative detention is too draconian for that. But we know from the Israeli military and the Shin Bet that if somebody does vandalism, a Jew does vandalism in a Palestinian village, this can lead to a boomerang effect to terrorism and then to, terrorism or violence from both sides. So they saw this as a major risk. They said, this is a bad move. He made the decision and went through it anyway. And now that people have seen for a full year, basically he said, well, we're going to issue restraining orders. That'll do it. And we'll do more dialogue with the Hilltop Youth to try to rehabilitate them. Neither of those really worked. So this, again, this electronic ankle bracelet basically is an idea from the new head of the Shin Bet. He knows that Minister Katz is not going to accept yet reinstituting administrative detention. So this is a way to sort of up the game, be more proactive than only a restraining order while still short of administrative detention.
A compromise, I guess, if you like. Yonah, Jeremy, Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.